This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. And we're so glad that you've joined us, and we do have Ed with us in the studio. My goodness, it looks like a what in the world showed up on my desk. I'm going to have to
get your glasses on.
I'm going to have to get some interpretation on that. Looks like some original WCNO artwork has shown up on my desk, and so we're going to have to figure this out. I'm not sure if it is. It looks like a mathematician here working. Multiplication of the loaf and the fish. I sure am glad you clarified that for me. I had some other thoughts about that object that showed up in that picture. But anyhow, we'll try to make that work. Let's see if we can get the rest of the mics working here this morning. Ah, this is a pretty amazing thing here. From Denise. Karen, you're going to need to read that. Let's see. We have a donation coming in. From Sherry, it's a $100 donation. We're going to add that in, and that is going to bring us closer, $11,200. We're making progress here, and let's see. That is coming in, and that was an online donation. Laura is making a $20 donation. Laura, we want to thank you for your $20 donation, and Karen's going to share a letter with us.
Okay. Yes, we had a... Let's see, Denise had sent in this online because we've been asking people to send in a story or something.
Yeah.
And so.
Not a story, testimony, something online.
But I do have to say that I did talk to Denise the other day, and I said, why don't you? She had told me something over the phone.
That's excellent. Okay. So you are the right person to get that.
Yes. So Denise says, I started a new job, and my coworker introduced me to WCNO. When I finally started listening, I eventually went back to church, and it changed my life. I've been listening for at least 25 years now. Because of WCNO, it started me on my path back to Jesus. I was able to raise my kids in the church, and they were always surrounded by God's word in the car. I was able to introduce a new coworker to WCNO and watch her life start to change too. God is so good. Love the station. Keep up the good work. And that's Denise from West Palm Beach.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. What a great report. And, it's so great that she took the time to put that together and send it out to us just to give us a bit of her God story.
You know, because I told her, I said, I could write this down, but it won't have the same... Yep. As if it came from you.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you, Denise. That was great. Awesome. 25 years. Been a listener for 25 years. And supporting a lot of time as well.
Yeah, all that time. That's excellent. Well, Ed, we obviously have some great needs in the world. And, looking at Israel, I don't know. When my wife told me about the babies yesterday... And what happened, in that kibbutz and just the level of a brutal, wicked insanity. It's just demonic. I can't say it any other way.
I have a site on my phone that I picked up called Behold Israel.
Behold Israel, okay.
And your author of it is a man that lives in Israel. He's a prophet. He's a Bible prophet. He lives in Israel right on the edge of the Valley of Megiddo.
Okay.
Right where Armageddon is going to take place.
Right.
His name is Amir. I'm trying to get his last name up here. I have trouble with that. This memory of mine doesn't seem to remember. I had three appointments with my doctor about my memory, and I forgot all three of them.
Really? Boy, three strikes, you're back at WCNO again. You're not at the doctor, so we're glad you're here.
This gentleman's name is Amir Sarfati, T-S-A-R-F-A-T-I, Sarfati, and he is a Bible prophet, a scriptural prophet, and he's sitting there, and he sends... almost minute by minute updates on what's actually happening on the ground.
Wow.
And One of the pictures he sent, and thank God they blurred most of it out, was a picture of the bed of a truck with a bunch of children that had been burned to death.
Jesus.
And I saw that and it just broke my heart.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
I just came apart looking at that. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
How can man's inhumanity to man, how can a man do that? How can a person, a human being, do that to another human being?
It's just demonic. It's just demonic.
This brings back, can I imagine how the relatives of the Holocaust victims feel right now, because they're almost reliving it.
Yeah. Yeah.
With these things going on.
Yeah.
It just brings back such difficult memories.
Mm-hmm. Horrific. So absolutely horrific.
And it's got to be a demonic influence that's causing all of this. And I don't mean to say that all the Arabs are demonic and all the Palestinians are demonic.
No, we're
but
not
there
saying
is
that.
I'm not saying that at all. But there's an element there that has surrendered to the forces of darkness and of evil and just given over to it completely. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they're not being taught the proper word of God to understand what God's will for this world is.
They're being taught to hate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're being taught to hate.
You know, I've got a copy of the Quran. I've read all through it. Yeah, it does say, you know, to eliminate your other enemies, but it doesn't, I don't see where it gives them this license to go out and just jihad in the world.
Yeah.
Have a holy war throughout the world. I just don't interpret it that way. But then again, they don't interpret our word the same way we do either.
Right.
And unfortunately, the people that are doing this started to think this way when they were barely able to walk.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen
right,
the pictures of that?
Yeah.
Where they've indoctrinated little children to be grown up with this hate in them. What a thing to raise children with. But it's going on in this country, too, with this transgenderism and all that.
Yep.
They're teaching children from a young age that it's okay. In fact, it may be a good idea for you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, every bit of it is diametrically opposed to the God that we love.
Yeah. To destroy, really, the plan is to destroy every aspect of the plan of God.
Absolutely.
Which is perfect.
And that's,
God said it's good, the devil said, no, it's bad.
That's right.
You know, God made it this way, no, we're gonna twist it, we're gonna turn it, we're gonna, in some way, try to destroy it.
Yeah.
And this is where we are.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to a song, and this song is Zion.
Okay.
And it is, it is a song that's kind of new to us on the station by Joshua Aaron, but it's really a song about what's happening prophetically about the Jews coming back home.
Okay.
And that is happening, and I believe there's even more of that that's going to happen because of what's happening right now in the land. I don't believe this is going to keep Jewish people from going home. I think this is going to call them home.
The enemy has underestimated Israel.
Yes, totally.
Again.
Totally. Again.
Absolutely.
Oh, daughters of Zion.
Sorry, I had to share.
Oh, Abraham's sons. Hear the words of your father. Hear his promise of love. I will make you a blessing. So count the stars if you can. You will be a great nation. I will give you this land. I will bring you back home. I'll bring you back home, all my children. You will no longer roam, lost and alone in the night. There is nothing on earth that could take you away. Once I gather you under my wings, I will bring you all back home again. You've wandered like strangers to the ends of the earth. I will send you a savior.
pierced. But don't fear, oh my daughters, oh sons of Abraham, I will wash you with water. I will offer the lamb. Though your sins were like scarlet, they'll be whiter than snow. I have always been with you. I will never let go. No. And I will bring you back home.
As we really see an eruption of evil from the pit of hell.
Amen.
In the work of the devil there, but the enemy is mad all over the planet. The planet is filled with his trash. But we are praying for Israel today, and Ed, if you would lead us in a time of prayer, would appreciate it for the Jewish people around the world, as well as Israel in particular.
Thank you, Jonathan. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Father, your word says that you will bless those who bless Israel, you will curse those who curse Israel. We don't necessarily ask you for cursing, Father. We ask you for a change of heart.
Yes.
That you touch these evil doers that are coming in and being influenced from the pit of hell.
Yes.
And you turn their hearts back to you. Mm. Lord, there are so many innocents that are laying dead in the streets now.
Mm.
Atrocities being perpetrated upon them, and you're aware of that. We bring that to you. We don't bring that to you to inform you, Lord. We bring that to you to say that we see it and we understand it and we know that that's not of you. Lord, the people of Israel are your chosen people, and by extension we are brought into that same covenant with them, that we are people as well. So they are our brothers and sisters, and we bring our family before you now, and we ask for that protection around them, Lord. Your will be done in that place, and we don't know exactly what your will is, but we know that we are subservient to it.
Yes.
Not what we want, Father, but what you want.
Yes.
Less of us, more of you. If your will is to have this be the beginning of the end, so be it, Lord. We're devoted to you. We're here for you. If this is just an early indicator, that's fine too, Father. We understand that. But let this event be a turning point in this world. Let the people see that you are real. That no matter what forces of evil are perpetrated against your people in Israel, that you will defend them. My sister Karen had a vision of your wings encompassing the entire world, and we can see that too, Lord. That's what I see when they talk about Iron Dome and the thing that protects Israel. That's a man-made thing, but I can see your wings, the wings of your angels, over that entire country, protecting it from any further attacks of the enemy. Lord, you've given them a strength in their hearts that we can't understand. We haven't been through the Holocaust as that country has. We haven't lost so many of our fellow men, our fellow countrymen, as they have. So they understand this, and they have a determination and a will to defend that land that you gave them. Lord, we understand that you gave them that land, and any attempt to divide it into a two-nation compromise is against your will, from what I read in your word. So, Lord, we don't look for that. We look for a total defeat of this enemy, of the spirit of this enemy, the evil one that's perpetrated this battle. We see we ask for a total defeat of that entity, that person, that being. He's only a created being. He can't take your place, and he's trying to so hard. And we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. In fact, just as Michael the Archangel contended for the bones of Moses, he never said, "I rebuke you, Satan." He said, "The Lord rebuke you." Yeah. And we say that too, Satan. Yes. The Lord rebuke you. This is not in prayer. This is in power and authority. We say, "The Lord rebuke you from what you're doing to the people of Israel right now." Lord, we ask for a peace to come over that place. If your will is for a final defeat of the enemy in that place, then so be it. But whatever means you have, Lord, we ask you to bring it to peace, to be with the souls of those that have lost their lives in this place, especially the innocents. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Light perpetual shine upon them. Father, protect the little ones.
Yes.
Your word also says that anyone that brings any harm to these little ones, better a millstone should be wrapped around, tied around their neck, and they dropped into the ocean. They are destroying little ones, Father, and if that's your will and your judgment on these people, Lord, we understand that. Father, please hear our cry.
Yes, Father. Yes.
See our tears.
Yes, Father.
See the breaking of our hearts for these people.
Father.
And Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Show your presence there in a mighty way. I watched people yesterday praying at the Wailing Wall, and there were so few. Lord, I just ask that more of our brothers and sisters in Israel go to that Wailing Wall and come before you and make their supplication to you for a conclusion to what's going on in Israel.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, bless us in what we do. We're at a loss for words. I come to the point where I don't even know how to cry out anymore except to say, Abba.
Yes.
Father.
Father.
Please help us.
Save us,
We come before you now, Father, in Jesus' precious name, and we ask you for your peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
With your glorious light, out of the dark into your marvelous light, we are waiting with expectation. Let the church arise from the ashes. Let the church arise.
wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, revive us again, Lord. Let your wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, revive us again, Lord. Let your wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, revive us again, Lord. Let your wind blow, let your wind blow, let your wind blow, revive us again. From the ashes, let your wind blow, bring to relief. In the darkness, with church light, let the church light, let the church light.
All right, let the church rise. And that is exactly what needs to happen today. When the enemy is on the march, the church should not be hiding. We need to be rising up and taking a stand in the land. Word says to occupy. Word says to occupy. And that does not mean that you try to find a cave to hide in. That means you secure your borders and take authority over it. Camilo from West Palm Beach is sending in a $5 donation today. We want to thank you, Camilo, for your donation. And that is a blessing. That brings us now to 11,175. So we're right now 1,175 away from our first $5,000 that we're looking to match up. So we're making progress with that. And once we have fully matched that, we're going to be able to bring that $5,000 into our income for the morning. And that will mean that we've moved ahead $10,000, which will be a great blessing. All right. That number, Karen, let's get the numbers out. All the ways people can give. We'll keep watching the internet. Maybe you would go to the internet to give or maybe text a donation this morning. But our phone lines are open. We're looking for your call.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can also go to the website, WCNO.com, make a donation there. You can also make a donation via text message. You can text WCNO to 24365. But the easiest way to do it is to call 772-221-1100.
Amen. And I think, you know, I'm looking here at the multiplication of the loaf and the fish, and I believe that, you know, we're going to break things up a little more here and give them to the Lord. You got a scripture for us, Ed, today?
I don't have one right here, but I heard a very interesting teaching yesterday from Pastor Gallup from over in, he's over right near Pensacola.
Okay.
He's right near Fairhope, Alabama, right there on the line between Alabama and Florida.
Okay.
And he was talking about the word temple and how many times the word temple is used throughout. And the temple, the interpretation of it can come out in many different ways. It can mean different things. But the primary thing it means is the place of the word. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
The place of the word.
Huh.
And his point was we, the Christians, the believers, are the temples of God, the place of the word. We should be putting forth the word every chance we get.
It's good. That's real good.
Yeah, that's real good.
And of course, you know, sometimes you may want to just say, hey, I wish I knew how to do more. This is how you can do more. You can join us at all times of the word goes forth from this ministry. And so we want to thank all of you who are listening today, those of you who have given. We are in the eighth day. We only have two more days left. And so we are looking for for you to give us a call today and just let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart to give. We do have another donation coming in here, but we are to process it, so I think I'll send it out to process. And once it's processed and comes back in, then we'll read that. David, why don't you give out those numbers again, and we will... we'll just continue to do what you said, Ed. We're going to get the word out.
Amen. 772-221-1100. That's the number to call. 772-221-1100.
Let's get some numbers out.
Yes, some numbers would include 772-221-1100.
Karen, we really need to finish off this first 5,000 before lunchtime.
Yes,
we're kind of crawling along here, and we really need to get this matched up. And we're 1,175 away. Maybe you are able to give the 75. Maybe you're able to give 100. You know, if we had 11 people to give $100, we'd be able to clear that out and get that. that finished up by lunchtime. So give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is putting in your heart. Here we go. Okay. All right. We do have a donation coming in. Karen, share that. And we will get that added in.
Sorry, I had to put my glasses on. You couldn't see me.
No, we couldn't see that. We couldn't know.
Okay, we have Angelette giving a $60 donation. Angelette's from Margate. Mm-hmm. Margate, so.
All right. $60?
60.
60. Okay, 60. Excellent. So Margate. That. From Margate. Well, very good. I think that's the first one from Margate that I've heard today.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great. Dave, why don't you give those numbers out? I saw you sprinting around here. You seem to be moving pretty well.
Yeah, I was. I had to, as a matter of fact. The number you want me to tell is this, 772-221-1100. Mm-hmm. That number will get you right into the epicenter of what God is doing here at WCNO today. 772-221-1100.
And we don't need any details as to why you were saying that.
None were forthcoming.
And if you think Ed was curious. But
if you can't call right now, you can text to WCNO.
That works.
To 24365.
Yep, that'll do it too.
Or email us at WCNO.com. WCNO at WCNO.com, correct?
Yes. Yes, WCNO at WCNO.com. Or you can also just go to WCNO.com and you can make a donation there.
Amen.
That works as well. And so we're trusting God and we are confident that God is our provider and he is going to meet your needs and our needs as well.
Yep.
All right, David, you've given me a great picture here. I see a hoagie roll.
Yep.
And the hoagie roll is, why don't you describe exactly what's here? You're the artist, so give us some insight into the biblical interpretation of this.
It was earlier today, or maybe I forget when it was, a couple of times. We always reference that scripture of
the
multiplication of the loaves and fishes. And I got this image of a loaf of bread and a fish at a blackboard doing multiplication. And so that's what I drew.
Put that on Facebook.
Yeah, that's
really
what I drew.
It is really excellent.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to figure out exactly what am I going to become when God gets a hold of me.
Yeah.
What am I going to become when God gets a hold of me? What is the end result going to turn into?
From what I can see of the picture, it looks like a tuna sandwich.
That's pretty good.
He's sitting across from me. To me, it looked like a big cockroach.
Yes. I wasn't going to say that.
I was looking at it upside down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. And
I'm wondering what
it's not
is.
Colored, or I would have made more like a loaf of bread. It will look more like that. But when you read the cut line, it tells you what's going on. So.
The whole world's
very good.
Yeah, I know. I've lived through that. I have very tough skin. I've been drawing cartoons since I was 11 years old.
Wow.
You know?
2.5 weeks?
2.5 weeks. No, actually, what would it be? 11 from 73 is what?
A lot.
A lot.
Too many to count.
You guys are brutal.
I got my shoes on. I can't count that far.
This is why we're such close as brothers in the faith, because from the first time we connected back when we were both working with hospice,
mm-hmm.
and of course, humor helps you survive any difficult time, and we're all going through tough times then as people with the families.
Yep.
But yeah, we connected really quickly. Yeah.
And we use humor a lot to help those people too.
Oh, we did, yes. Mm-hmm. Amazingly enough, they want the truth. They don't want sugarcoating.
That's right.
You know, we tell jokes at the bedside, you know.
Yeah, we did.
And it really brought them, it helped.
Yeah.
Part of the palliative care is joy.
I can remember walking into one room and the guy was sitting there and he had his feet sticking up. I said, "How come you got holes in your socks?" He said, "I don't have any holes in my socks." So how'd you get your feet in them?
That's good. All right, let's go to this next song, and I love the message of this song, Build Your Kingdom Here. And, you know, sometimes we think about what we'd like to see God do in some other place. For example, today we're saying, God, we're really asking and believing that you're going to move as a shield and as a defender over the nation of Israel today. But keep it in that while God is doing that, and I believe he is, that he wants to build his kingdom in us, right at our own address as well.
Yeah. Before you've already started it?
I've already started.
Okay.
We'll be back.
I gotta go.
You
for right now?
We love you, Ed. Blessings. Come back again soon.
I just want to tell you, make a trip to me. If you can't write, send me. I love you.
Go ahead and say it. I'll pull it down. Go ahead and say what you have to say. We'll bring the song back up. Sorry about that. Ed's got to run.
I've got to run. I'm sorry. I enjoy being here, but us old guys have doctor's appointments. But when I was out to sea, my wife used to write me something all the time, and I'll share it with you. If you can't write, send money.
There we go. All right. God bless Ed. Be safe.
God bless y'all.
Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor, and peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth.
right, Karen, let's give those numbers out again as we continue to work our way through the day. We're just going to scramble things up a little bit, and we're going to do that because we can. We can do it.
That's right.
And so
we have the numbers.
We have the numbers, and so with the numbers in hand, we are going to do something here. We are going to, actually, we're going to bring Joyce Meyer.
Amen.
In just a few minutes. So
at,
let's get the numbers.
At noon time, right?
Yeah, we may do it like right now.
Okay. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can call, make a donation. You can send in call in a pledge and become part of this ministry. Every donation you make, when you give to the ministry, you are preaching the gospel.
You are preaching the gospel.
From the comfort of your own
home. That's it. You're preaching the gospel with people like, we have Chuck Swindoll.
Yeah.
You're preaching the gospel with Keith Masters when he's mm-hmm. out there on the street. You give to this ministry. Every one of our ministry teams, you're joining up with them. Pastor Sam, you're joining up with them. And so, we've had some of our friends and some of our partners come in and join us over the last few days, and it's been quite awesome. And so we're going to look at about 11:45. We're going to bring Joyce Meyer on.
Amen.
And you'll be able to hear her program. And so, if you're getting ready for lunch, getting ready to go to lunch, then maybe this will be a blessing for you, and we're going to continue to trust God as we have just put it all on the line. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a very, really big deal, but we're believing that God is going to just provide. God's going to show up. God's going to work in our listeners' schedules so that you can be a part of what the Lord is doing right now. And so give us a call. Let us know what the Father is saying to you. I do want to say thank you to William from Boca Raton. William's saying a big thank you to us, and he's sending in a donation of $50. So that brings us to $11,065. So that's good. We're making progress.
Amen.
And let's see. We're ready to go. And so Joyce Meyer being brought to you, as you know, normally every week, day, we have her on, and she's on at 7:30 in the morning. So here we go.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Developing the Character of God. To grow spiritually is a process. We need to consistently read and study the Bible so the Lord can change us from the inside out. Slowly but surely, we'll become more like Jesus and reflect his character in our lives. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
And in Psalm 143 is where David was depressed. Let's just read it, 3, 4, and 5. For the enemy has pursued and persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in dark places as one who have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed and faints within me, wrapped in gloom. My heart within my bosom grows numb. He sounds like he was in a mess, right? I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your doings. I ponder the works of your hand. What was his answer to the mess he was in? I'm having a bad day. I'm going to think about the good ones. Amen? Meditation is a deep contemplation. It's rolling a thought over and over in your mind. Just take a little time to just, I thought so much about 2 Corinthians 5:21. He that knew no sin became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. I had a hard time getting a hold of that one. I had information, but I needed revelation. I needed it to be revelation. I was talking earlier about not thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to, and I took the trouble to look this up this morning, so I'm going to read it to you. You got to be careful about thinking more highly of yourself than you ought to. Ask God to help you keep a humble mind. It doesn't mean you have to think badly about yourself. For you say, this is Revelation 3:17, for you say, I'm rich, I've prospered and grown wealthy, and I am in need of nothing. And you do not realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Woo! Y'all want me to read that again? I think I should. Well, before that, he says, I'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So some of you need to turn up the heat. You say I'm rich, I've prospered, I've grown wealthy, and I am in need of nothing. Woo, that's dangerous. And you don't realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Okay, the Bible's a good book. When you make a decision, a right decision, stick with it when the heat comes on. You remember the boys in the fiery furnace? They went in and it got turned up 7 times hotter than normal. You think you're doing good? You think the devil can't turn the heat up? He can. What do you think it costs me to preach like this? I get tested pretty much on everything I preach. It's just like part of the thing now. You know? Any person that knows what is right to do but does not do it, to him it is sin. Don't just decide to lose weight and then change your mind when you get hungry. You know how easy it is to go on a diet Sunday night after dinner? What happens Monday afternoon about 3? Or don't just decide to get out of debt until you see something you want to buy. Let me just say a word about debt. You might not want me to say a word about debt, but I will. First of all, you should never, ever buy more than what you can pay for. The Bible says if you borrow and can't pay it back, it's evil in the sight of the Lord. And pay your bills on time. Don't pay them late. And if you're head over heels in debt, then take about a year or two fast from buying stuff. And take every extra penny you can get and put it on your debt. Do you know that you can be debt free? Come on, can I get somebody to believe that? You can actually be debt free. And then you can be patient enough to save for what you want instead of going and getting it now. You know how much more you pay for a car when you pay interest on it? Well, my gosh, guys, I can't pay cash for a car. Well, how do you know you can? Have you ever tried? Do you know that our ministry does not have and never has had any debt? And I have to tell you, it was Dave, not me. Because I was impatient. I would have probably borrowed the money to build the building we've got. But Dave said, nope, we're going to build it as we get the money. And you should see our place. It is beautiful. How many square feet is the building, Dave? Main building's 150,000 square feet. What else? How many? Distribution center, 68,000. We've got some other building, too. Maintenance building is 5,000. You come up the driveway, it's got all the flags of all the nations. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. All paid for. No debt. We have never, the money that you've given, not one penny of it has ever gone for interest. Not one. I forget what the percent, what was the percentage this year, Matt? Mike, huh? 86% this last year after our audit, 86% of everything that was given went right back out for ministry. So you might be thinking, well, why should I give to you? You're in good shape. Well, would you rather give to a sinking ship or somebody that's doing good? What do you want to sow into, a failure or a success? You've never heard me say on television, if you don't give, I'm going off the air. You know why? You didn't put me on. You can't take me off. Yeah. And I am not bragging, and I'm not saying that it's sinful to borrow money. I'm just saying that you can be debt-free. But see, a lot of people don't even think that way. They just automatically think, well, that's just not possible. It's just not possible. And if you buy a house and you start out making house payments, put extra money every month on the principal, and you'd be surprised how much it saves you in interest. You can get it paid off twice as fast as what you would have. And if you're smart, let's say you're in your 20s, everything you make, save 10% of it. When you get to be my age, you won't have to be worrying about anything. Oh my. I know a young couple that got married. They bought a real small house. And for a whole year, they didn't go out to eat. They didn't buy anything extra. They put every cent that they had, and the husband worked overtime, every cent they had on that house and got it paid off. And then for another year, now, you know, it was a small house. It wasn't an expensive house. For another year, they saved every cent they could get their hands on. And then when she got pregnant and they needed a little bigger house, they were able to pay cash for the next house. But don't forget, I said they didn't go out to eat for a year. They didn't go on vacations. You know, young people today, when they get married, they think they should own their own home, go on vacation twice a year, and if they can't go, they borrow money and do it. My gosh, David, I don't know how many years Dave and I were married before we ever went on a vacation. And we lived in three rooms with three kids. Never forget it. Bang, bang, bang. Right in a row. Three rooms. When we bought our first house, it was 1,500 square feet, and I got tired walking from one end of it to the other. Well, what does the Bible say about discipline? Who wants to know? Hebrews 12:11. For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems grievous and painful. But afterward, it yields a peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. A harvest of fruit which consists in righteousness, conforming to God's will and purpose, thought, and action. Discipline brings pain before it brings pleasure. But it will bring pleasure. Now, you know, some of you guys, you might look at Dave and think, well, I wish I looked like him. Well, he'd been exercising for 60 years. He didn't get it accidentally. When I finally started working out, I mean, I was so sore, I had to fall on the toilet and believe God to get off. Oh my gosh, I thought, this is horrible. It was bad. I love Hebrews 2. It says, look away from all that will distract unto Jesus, who is the author and the source of our belief. It's also its finisher. Now, listen to this. Jesus, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. It said he put up with the cross because of the joy that he knew that was on the other side of it. That's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about being willing to go through something hard and stick with it because of the victory and the joy that you know you're going to have on the other side. Do you know why so many Christians aren't happy? Because they won't do that. And maybe haven't even been taught to do that. I told you last night, we're not having dessert this weekend. And I'm not talking about going and getting a cookie. I'm talking about the dessert of the word. We're having meat. Paul said you can't give babies meat. The truth sets you free. The Holy Spirit is given to us, and He is the Spirit of truth, and He ministers truth to us. Let me remind you again, ask God to show you the truth about yourself, not about somebody else, about yourself. God's word is truth, and anything that doesn't agree with it is wrong. Reasoning, give up reasoning. Stop trying to figure everything out in your life. You meditate on the word, not meditate on your problems. Romans 8, 6 says, the mind of the flesh is sense and reason without the Holy Spirit. It's not thinking with the mind of Christ, which you have, by the way. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says you have the mind of Christ. And it brings death. The mind of the flesh brings death. Not like the kind of death where you're not breathing, but all the miseries that arise from sin. But be a doer of the word. Obey its message. Not just a listener. Don't make excuses for the wrong things that you do.
Today we're offering Joyce's newest book, Blessed in the Mess, How to Experience God's Goodness in the Midst of Life's Pain. This book shines a light on God's enduring promises and teaches what to do during hard times. Contact us now to receive your hardcover copy for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Order now at joycemeyer.org or call toll free at 1-800-789-0089.
We all go through hard times, and it's so easy in those moments to focus on the problem. But what if you were able to see the trials of your life the way God sees them and respond to them the way He teaches us in His Word? Joyce Meyer wants to show you how in her new book, Blessed in the Mess, even in the